Health authorities in Beijing say the number of severe acute respiratory syndrome cases has fallen sharply there over the past few days. They're hopeful that the drop shows the epidemic in the city hardest hit is on the wane. But the World Health Organization is not so sure how to interpret the decline in new cases and deaths, and everyone continues to worry about the spread of SARS outside China's capital city. Joining me from Beijing is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, what are health authorities reporting in Beijing right now?
Well, Lynn, a week or two ago, the new cases were running at more than 100 a day in Beijing. But toward the end of last week, that number started to fall off, and it's been about 50 a day, new cases, that is, reported every day, which is a substantial decline. The government is saying that it was apparently, in part, being able to stop the spread of the disease to healthcare workers. That was a major source of the disease spread earlier on in the epidemic. And they've also quarantined more than 23,000 people who had been exposed to people who were sick. So that quarantine also helped stop the spread of the disease outside. So some of those people in quarantine have been released now, and the city is beginning to relax a little bit as these numbers start to come down.
It certainly sounds like good news. So why is the World Health Organization hesitant or unsure about how to interpret this information?
Well, one problem is that of these newly reported cases, health officials can't really explain where they got sick. They are not healthcare workers, apparently, by and large, maybe a couple in there, and they are not exposed to people who are known to have SARS. So that leaves a big question, and that leaves the World Health Organization folks a little bit nervous and a little bit disturbed to say, well, you know, tell us more about these cases and so on. One possibility that's just really speculative is maybe there are a few places where there are big outbreaks that are not being recognized, a building or something like that, which happened in Hong Kong. Or it's also possible that since at the beginning of this epidemic, they were covering it up, health officials were not admitting what the cases were. It may be possible that they just lost track of quite a number of patients and they just don't know who their contacts were. So these may look random, but they actually may be simply exposed to people who just got lost in the system during the period of cover-up, which was earlier in last month.
What's happening with SARS outside of Beijing?
There are not very many cases reported, new cases reported. I believe the number for today is only 27, but they are quite nervous about that. The World Health Organization has sent teams out into the countryside to at least see if hospitals are ready to respond and to see what kind of quarantine efforts people are prepared to use. But with a country of 1.3 billion people, a handful of teams is not really going to be able to really take the temperature and see how many people are really ill. So really, it may take a lot of time for that information to flow back to Beijing, and it's a big concern because once it gets a hold in some of these rural places, it's you know, they don't have the resources here that they have in Beijing to take care of it.
Now, at one point, the people of Beijing seem to be a bit panicked about this. Have things settled down?
It seems to have, yes. I just recently arrived, so I didn't really appreciate the level of panic, but I took a walk yesterday in the park, and people were out playing badminton and so on and relaxing. And today they announced that they are closing the garbage chutes in buildings, which I think is maybe more a measure of public reassurance than actual public health. And some people are still wearing masks on the street, but a lot of people aren't.
Thanks very much,
My
Richard.
Pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris in Beijing.